So another approach would be to restrict justifiable targets to a defined set of the most threatening individuals to a regime from Group B as well as Group A. That's represented in the graphic at the right. You can see the transparent circle representing legitimate targets during an armed conflict has bubbled out to expand to include some individuals from Group B. Now, this approach, however, is also problematic because the threat from Group B will vary depending on the brutality of the regime. And the alternative means of expressing dissent. For example, if the U.S. government is informed that an individual is handing out leaflets calling for a revolution, that individual may not be able to board a plane, may have her phone tapped, etc., and maybe on a governmental blacklist. However, if North Korean government is informed that an individual is doing the same thing, that individual likely will be jailed or killed. As a result of the different approaches by the different regimes, the insurgent should have a different rules applied to him. The individual in the U.S. government should not be able to, say, kill the informant that's telling the U.S. government that he's handing out counter-revolutionary leaflets. The informant doesn't pose as great of a threat. Conversely, the individual in the North Korean government may make a good case for being able to kill the informant because as soon as the informant tells the regime, the revolutionary's life is in danger.